USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Countries across the globe shut their borders to Britain on Monday due to fears about a highly infectious new coronavirus strain. Canada has become the latest country to halt flights from the UK following the discovery of the new variant. UK government officials imposed a Tier 4 lockdown in London and southeastern England and tightened restrictions for all of England. Two passengers aboard a Delta flight on Monday forced open the cabin door and exited the plane via an emergency slide at New York's LaGuardia Airport. The passengers, an unidentified man and woman, were on flight 462, which was bound for Atlanta when they exited the plane while it was taxiing. The report did not indicate if the couple were arrested. Hawaii's Kilauea volcano on the Big Island erupted Sunday night and shot a steam and ash cloud into the atmosphere that lasted about an hour. It was followed by a 4.4 magnitude earthquake at its epicenter located beneath the volcano. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President-elect Joe Biden and his wife got the COVID-19 vaccine Monday.
There's nothing to worry about. I'm looking forward to the second shot. So is Jill. She's had her shot earlier today.
President-elect Joe Biden's comments after he received the COVID-19 vaccine in a televised appearance from a Delaware hospital. President-elect Biden also saying,
I'm doing this to demonstrate that people should be prepared when it's available to take the vaccine.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The COVID-19 vaccines teach our bodies to develop immunity without us having to get the illness. Lawmakers on Monday night approved a $2.3 trillion COVID-19 relief bill and sent it to President Trump for his signature. The legislation authorizes $600 stimulus checks for people who earn less than $75,000 per year and an extra $600 payment per child. The bill also contains a weekly unemployment insurance supplement of $300. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The Trump legal team files more petitions with the Supreme Court Sunday. USA Radio News' Dan Araki fills us in.
President Trump's re-election campaign filed a petition over the weekend with the Supreme Court, asking the court to overturn three rulings from the Pennsylvania State Supreme Court over changes to the state's mail-in voting laws. President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says the suit is part of a strategy to have state legislatures expunge what he calls fraudulent election results. He tells Newsmax TV that three states could have filed false paperwork with the federal government by certifying their results.
So the way I look at it, we have to win one of these legislatures. And I think we have three good ones to pick from. Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona. And I think in either one of those cases, there's a good chance that we've demonstrated enough fraud, actually overwhelming fraud in a few cases, that the state legislature has a very, very strong basis to make a determination that the election in those three states was stolen.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
In order to prove voter fraud, the Trump legal team has requested inspection of Dominion voting machines in swing states. The request has been rejected by the governors, adding to the lack of transparency and belief of voter fraud carried by tens of millions of Americans. Big upset last night as Monday Night Football completed Week 15 in the NFL. The Cincinnati Bengals beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 27-17. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.